U.S. District Judge William Scretany said while Tonawanda Coke is guilty of violating the terms of its probation, the government failed to prove that increased opacity and stack discharges contained with it poisonous gases. Scretany is modifying and enlarging the terms of the company's probation, including orders to put into place a third-party inspector and testing no more than 60 days upon completion of repairs to Tonawanda Coke's battery of coke ovens. Prosecutors, activists, and homeowners are all disappointed, including Jackie James Creedon, director of Citizen Science Community Resource Center.
We as a community see that black, billowing, sooty smoke coming out of those stacks every single day, and it's causing, maybe we don't have the data as evidence, but we know one thing for sure, that it's causing our community harm.
U.S. attorneys called Tonawanda Coke's continued violations in recent years an environmental Ponzi scheme. Tonawanda Coke's attorneys admitted in last week's hearing that opacity is higher, but a collapse within the facility brought on that problem, which they are now working to fix. Riduparna Dutta is among Tonawanda Coke's legal team.
Tonawanda Coke has a lot of work to do, and we're grateful for the opportunity to do it, and we're committed to doing it as quickly and aggressively as possible.
Tonawanda Coke faces a State Department of Environmental Conservation hearing next month. They're appealing a state bid to have its air permits revoked, which would force a shutdown. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.